This is the NSCN ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in your mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. Then you will have 2 minutes to check your answers. One. Have you ever travelled by plane? Two. My elderly mother lives with me. 3. What do you do in your spare time? 4. Her son is 16 years old. 5. You look unwell. 6. She looked beautiful yesterday. 7. What are you doing? 8. Which food do you like best? 9. What will you do if you get sick? 10. Which neighbour do you like best? 9. Now listen to the sentences again. 1. Have you ever travelled by plane? 2. My elderly mother lives with me. 3. What do you do in your spare time? 4. Her son is 16 years old. 5. You look unwell. 6. She looked beautiful yesterday. 7. What are you doing? 8. Which food do you like best? 9. What will you do if you get sick? 10. Which neighbor do you like best? Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hi, Angela. How did Marta's party go yesterday?
Oh, it was fabulous, Martin. It's a shame you couldn't make it.
I know. Well, tell me some details.
As you know, Marta had no idea about the party. We said we would be going to the cinema.
Did she believe it?
Oh, yes, she did. So, I said I needed to pick something up from my aunt's on the way to the cinema. When we arrived at my aunt's, everyone jumped out and shouted, "Happy birthday!" She was shocked and in tears.
So what happened next?
Well, we had food and drinks prepared, so we had a bite to eat, and then we started to dance. But then some neighbours came because they heard the music and they joined in. We ran out of food and drink, so we had to go to our local supermarket to buy some more. And the party went on until 6 a.m. There were about 40 people in the end.
Sounds great. I'm so pleased for Marta. You only turn 18 once. I still remember my 18th.
Oh, Martin, you sound as if you're ancient. You're only a couple of years older than me.
Just kidding. Well, I need to dash. I'll make your 18th, I promise.
I hope so, Martin. See you soon.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Angela. How did Marta's party go yesterday?
Oh, it was fabulous, Martin. It's a shame you couldn't make it.
I know. Well, tell me some details.
As you know, Marta had no idea about the party. We said we would be going to the cinema.
Did she believe it?
Oh, yes, she did. So, I said I needed to pick something up from my aunt's on the way to the cinema. When we arrived at my aunt's, everyone jumped out and shouted, "Happy birthday!" She was shocked and in tears.
So what happened next?
Well, we had food and drinks prepared, so we had a bite to eat, and then we started to dance. But then some neighbours came because they heard the music and they joined in. We ran out of food and drink, so we had to go to our local supermarket to buy some more. And the party went on until 6 a.m. There were about 40 people in the end.
Sounds great. I'm so pleased for Marta. You only turn 18 once. I still remember my 18th.
Oh, Martin, you sound as if you're ancient. You're only a couple of years older than me.
Just kidding. Well, I need to dash. I'll make your 18th, I promise.
I hope so, Martin. See you soon.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Good morning, Mrs. Jackson. My name is Georgette, and welcome to Beach Property Estates. How may I help you today?
Thank you. We are looking for a small property near the seaside. Minimum 2 bedrooms, nice-sized kitchen, and we would like to have some outside space.
Which area are you looking at?
Preferably somewhere in a small fishing village. Quiet, not too crowded.
OK, and what is your budget?
We think we could go up to €130,000.
Are you looking for a detached property?
That would be ideal, but not necessary. A beach and some shops need to be within walking distance. We don't want to use a car.
OK, I think we have a few properties which match your requirements. The first one is on a small but an extremely picturesque island. The property has 3 bedrooms and a small garden. At the moment, it is on the market for €110,000, which is under your budget. I have a few photographs. Here they are.
It looks beautiful. But how do we get on the island?
Oh, there is a bridge which connects the island with the mainland, and also a ferry which goes every hour. You can buy an annual residence pass. It's not expensive.
Sounds great. Can we see it?
Certainly. The owners do not live there. I have the keys, so we can view it at your convenience.
Well, how about now?
Yes, we can go straight away.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning, Mrs. Jackson. My name is Georgette, and welcome to Beach Property Estates. How may I help you today?
Thank you. We are looking for a small property near the seaside. Minimum 2 bedrooms, nice-sized kitchen, and we would like to have some outside space.
Which area are you looking at?
Preferably somewhere in a small fishing village. Quiet, not too crowded.
OK, and what is your budget?
We think we could go up to €130,000.
Are you looking for a detached property?
That would be ideal, but not necessary. A beach and some shops need to be within walking distance. We don't want to use a car.
OK, I think we have a few properties which match your requirements. The first one is on a small but an extremely picturesque island. The property has 3 bedrooms and a small garden. At the moment, it is on the market for €110,000, which is under your budget. I have a few photographs. Here they are.
It looks beautiful. But how do we get on the island?
Oh, there is a bridge which connects the island with the mainland, and also a ferry which goes every hour. You can buy an annual residence pass. It's not expensive.
Sounds great. Can we see it?
Certainly. The owners do not live there. I have the keys, so we can view it at your convenience.
Well, how about now?
Yes, we can go straight away.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
The space age began in 1957 when the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the world's first man-made satellite. In 1961, Yuri Gagarin from the Soviet Union became the first human to pilot a spacecraft. Later that year, Alan Shepard became the first American to pilot a spacecraft. In 1963, the United States and the Soviet Union started a race to see who could put a man on the moon first. In 1969, the United States won when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon's surface. The astronauts had to use special tools to collect rock samples on the moon because they could not bend over in their spacesuits. The United States and the Soviet Union have also put space stations into orbit around the Earth. These space structures serve as both a home and a laboratory for space travellers. The United States created and launched the first reusable manned spacecraft, the Space Shuttle, in 1981. Since then, 5 different shuttles have made over 100 flights into space.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
The space age began in 1957 when the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the world's first man-made satellite. In 1961, Yuri Gagarin from the Soviet Union became the first human to pilot a spacecraft. Later that year, Alan Shepard became the first American to pilot a spacecraft. In 1963, the United States and the Soviet Union started a race to see who could put a man on the moon first. In 1969, the United States won when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon's surface. The astronauts had to use special tools to collect rock samples on the moon because they could not bend over in their spacesuits. The United States and the Soviet Union have also put space stations into orbit around the Earth. These space structures serve as both a home and a laboratory for space travellers. The United States created and launched the first reusable manned spacecraft, the Space Shuttle, in 1981. Since then, 5 different shuttles have made over 100 flights into space.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to the broadcast. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Flu is a common infectious viral illness spread by coughs and sneezes. It can be very unpleasant, but you'll usually begin to feel better within about a week. You can catch flu, short for influenza, all year round, but it's especially common in winter, which is why it's known as seasonal flu. It's not the same as a common cold. Flu is caused by a different group of viruses, and the symptoms tend to start more suddenly, be more severe, and last longer. Some of the main symptoms of flu include a high temperature or fever, tiredness and weakness, a headache, general aches and pains, a dry, chesty cough. Cold-like symptoms, such as a blocked or runny nose, sneezing, and a sore throat, can also be caused by flu, but they tend to be less severe than the other symptoms you have. Flu can make you feel so tired and unwell that you have to stay in bed and rest until you feel better. The best remedy is to rest at home, keep warm, and drink plenty of water to avoid dehydration. You can take painkillers to lower temperature and relieve aches if necessary.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Flu is a common infectious viral illness spread by coughs and sneezes. It can be very unpleasant, but you'll usually begin to feel better within about a week. You can catch flu, short for influenza, all year round, but it's especially common in winter, which is why it's known as seasonal flu. It's not the same as a common cold. Flu is caused by a different group of viruses, and the symptoms tend to start more suddenly, be more severe, and last longer. Some of the main symptoms of flu include a high temperature or fever, tiredness and weakness, a headache, general aches and pains, a dry, chesty cough. Cold-like symptoms, such as a blocked or runny nose, sneezing, and a sore throat, can also be caused by flu, but they tend to be less severe than the other symptoms you have. Flu can make you feel so tired and unwell that you have to stay in bed and rest until you feel better. The best remedy is to rest at home, keep warm, and drink plenty of water to avoid dehydration. You can take painkillers to lower temperature and relieve aches if necessary.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.